USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh faces a new allegation of sexual misconduct from a second woman. The New Yorker is reporting a woman named Deborah Ramirez claims that Kavanaugh exposed himself to her at a party when she was a freshman at Yale. Kavanaugh says it never happened, and it's part of a smear campaign. Meanwhile, U.S. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham talks about the first accuser of Kavanaugh, who's to testify this Thursday.
She'll be treated fairly, but we're not going to turn the hearing over to her lawyers, and we'll see. I hope she comes. I will listen if she does.
But at this point, he's standing behind President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh.
Unless there's something more, no, I'm not going to ruin Judge Kavanaugh's life over this.
Graham, a guest on Fox News Sunday.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky, and this is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead. Dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your shortlist. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Comedian Bill Cosby is set to be sentenced for drugging and sexually assaulting a woman today. The sentencing phase is scheduled to begin in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and Cosby could be sentenced by tomorrow. He was found guilty in April on three counts for raping a former Temple University athletic staffer back in 2004. The 81-year-old Cosby could get as many as 10 years in prison for each count he was convicted of. Former President Barack Obama still on the campaign trail, so to speak, urging Americans to head to the polls in November to, as he says, restore sanity in the nation's politics.
I actually came here for some business. I came here to deliver a very simple message, and that is to vote. My message, Pennsylvania, is vote.
That was Obama speaking at a rally on Friday night near Philadelphia, stumping for Senator Bob Casey and Governor Tom Wolf. And this is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A school bus driver in Indiana is under arrest after allegedly letting students drive the bus. The 27-year-old arrested facing a felony charge now of neglect of a dependent. Police say he was allowing an 11-year-old, 13-year-old, and 17-year-old to drive short distances in a rural section of Indiana. Other students were on the bus, though, and some video recorded the incident. Members of the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries and allied governments, including Russia, have completed their latest meetings in Algiers, where they discuss supply and demand of gasoline. Here's John Clemens.
Several OPEC members are pushing for higher oil prices amid lower production levels, so that may impact what motorists will have to pay. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com gives us the latest average price.
The national average for a gallon of gasoline has dropped about 7/10 of a penny in the last week. It currently stands at $2.84 a gallon. That is still 28 cents higher than 1 year ago.
Both Mississippi and Alabama had the lowest prices at $2.52 a gallon, while Hawaii had the highest at $3.75.
And Japan has successfully landed two rovers on the surface of an asteroid. The Japanese space agency saying they landed them on the rock 185 miles from Earth, and they're the first mobile rovers to ever land on an asteroid. You can find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris